In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Reverend Fathers, brothers and sisters in Christ, Christ is in our midst.
He is in our salvation.
Well, we've come to the first week of Great Lent, one down, five to go? I'm not good at math. So this week we celebrate the restoration of the icons. And, you know, it's interesting. I just recently was having a conversation with a Protestant woman who actually said, well, you know, to us it looks like you're worshiping idols. And I kind of explained the whole thing, how it's not. But I'm not going to go into that today. I'm going to talk about, actually, the word icon in Greek literally just means image. And so the greatest icon we have is right there. And I don't mean the actual icon, I mean the prototype, I mean Christ himself. When we talk about what it means to be human, the example is Christ. When someone says, oh, you know, I have a hard time calling God the Father because my father was not a very good father, they get the example and the one who should be following that example backwards. God the Father is the example. We learn about fatherhood from God the Father, and then we, especially who are fathers, seek to have that same love and that same grace and justice in the true term, in terms of being just for the widows and the poor, those who are less fortunate, that he has for us. And so likewise, when we study anthropology, the study of man, we start with Christ, because that is the true example. In the garden, Adam and Eve fell, and then we have fallen humanity, and it wasn't until Christ, the second person of the Trinity, came and was incarnate and took on humanity and became fully God and fully man, that someone since Adam had known what it meant to be fully man. And even then, Adam didn't even truly know, because we don't teach that Adam was perfect and fell. We teach that Adam would have been growing in his union with God, and that actually Christ would have had to become a human, would have had to become a man, so that Adam could be perfected. So we don't believe in the fortunate fall, that it's good that he fell because that means Christ had to come. Christ, the second person of the Trinity, God the Son, would have come no matter what. So this is what I want to say, is that is the icon, the image that we look to is Christ himself. And we have these icons that all point us to him. I've mentioned this a couple times, but when we venerate St. Sergius or St. John Chrysostom or any of these icons, we're actually giving the worship to God. We're showing honor, we're showing reverence to that person, but not because it was John, who later would be known as Chrysostom, but because St. John Chrysostom so put on Christ that he had not just the image of God, but he had the likeness of God. You know, it says in Genesis, we're created in the image and likeness of God. But that's something where nobody loses the image of God. No matter what you do, you can't change the fact that you were created in the image of God. It doesn't happen. That's just how we were created. You can be a horrible person, but you can get further and further and further away from the likeness of God. And it's through Christ and through his great gift that he gave to us of becoming one of us that we can do that. It's because his human nature was deified by his divine nature. In other words, his human nature was affected by the energies of his divine nature, that we too can do this. Elder Sophroni St. Siloan, Elder Sophroni's spiritual father, has a great quote. It says, when it is God's good pleasure to unite with the human being, man perceives within himself, so man sees within himself the action of a divine force which transfigures him, which changes him. Like we talk about the transfiguration, it actually is changing our nature, because our salvation is about our nature. It's not about law. It transfigures him, changes him, and makes him no longer just potentially godlike. In other words, we all have the potential to be like God, but it makes him no longer just potentially godlike in the image of God, which we all have, but actually godlike in likeness of being. And so when you look at an icon, that saint has taken on not just the image, but also the likeness of God. And that is what we're doing. That is why we're here. That's what we're seeking to do. We're seeking to so unite ourselves with Christ that we can, like St. Paul, say, it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And here's the important thing about this, is when you look at the person to your left and the person to your right, they're created in the image of God. And they are striving to be in the likeness of God, no matter where they're at. We're all on different steps of the ladder of divine ascent, as St. John. Well, that's just a little precursor. I'll be talking in a couple of weeks about that. But and the beautiful thing is we can see that in every single person. Someone could worship Satan and seek to, you know, just live by their passions, and that person was still created in the image of God. You know, one of the things that we say in the Orthodox Church is that God will save whom he will save, and it means that it's up to God. God is going to be as gracious and as merciful as he wants to be. And I know he's a lot more gracious and merciful than I am, because I know what he's put up with it, that I've done in my life, and yet he still has blessed me to stand here before you as one of his priests. So when you look at someone, think of them in that way, because we're all kind of headed one direction or the other. And for all you know, that person who may seem so far from God right now may be headed in a direction that I'm personally not headed right now. I might be headed the wrong direction. And that's why I need all of you. That's why we need one another to say, hey, Father, wake up. you're going the wrong way. But so anyway, when we look at each other, we should seek to see Christ. As I said, our image of humanity isn't me or Deacon Antonio or Patrick or Josh, or it's not any of us, Leanne. It's none of us. The kids are actually the closest to all of us, but it's Christ himself. And so we should seek to not only unite ourselves to Christ, but to see Christ in those around us, so that we can serve them and love them and hear, well done, good and faithful servant, as much as you've done to the least of these you have done to me on that day of the great and fearful judgment seat. To the glory of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.